Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1910, recorded on Thursday, June the 9th, 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Also included this week, at the end of the Chatterbox recording, is your EDP Norfolk. This part of Chatterbox is read by Paddy Watkins and
Ian Robertson.
And this week we welcome new listeners, Amber McEwen from Norwich and Anne Thurtle from Thorpe. Hello. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature which this week joins Norfolk World War veterans on the beaches of northern France. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week.
This week, two stories looked at forthcoming changes in Norwich and excited many evening news readers. Signs are expected to go up at 85 play areas, imposing a voluntary ban on smoking. And Norwich Council revealed that it is expecting new plans for Anglia Square to be revealed soon. Meanwhile, Norfolk County Council announced that Carrow House, a splendid building just round the corner from Chatterbox headquarters, is surplus to their requirements and likely to be put on sale. We start with the report on the voluntary smoking ban.
Signs could soon go up at children's play areas in Norwich to impose a voluntary ban on smoking. The health initiative aims to stop young children from taking up smoking, to help adult smokers to quit the habit, and to protect children from secondhand smoke. And it received overwhelming support at Norwich City Council's cabinet meeting recently. Labour councillor Roger Ryan, who introduced the report, said signs at 85 play areas would be paid for by Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group with installation costs met by the council. The ban would be voluntary, but health chiefs say evidence from other areas show adults do pay heed to the signs. Mike Stonard, cabinet member for the Resources and Income Generation, said, "We know tobacco companies target young people, and very few people take up smoking later in life. Anything we can do to reduce the exposure of children to adults who smoke while they're smoking, so that they think it's a cool thing to do, is going to be helpful." Bert Bremner, Cabinet Minister for Environment and Sustainable Development, said he had heard nothing but positive comments, while Green Party councillor Leslie Graham said it was a no-brainer. However, she added, "We might have to be hesitant as some people might not bring their kids to the park anymore because of this." Proposals approved by Cabinet will go before full council on June the 23rd.
It might not be perfect, but don't destroy our identity. That's the message from traders in and around Anglia Square, as the prospect of redeveloping the precinct has emerged for the second time in a decade. Norwich City Council revealed it was expecting an application for the square to be lodged by spring next year. Businesses in and around the square and on Magdalen Street take pride in the variety and character of the area, and many are wary of what effect full-scale change would have. Marcus Batch, manager of the Scope charity shop, said it was vital the area remained true to the locals. "The important thing is, it is a local shopping precinct," he said. "It is not the city centre, and we all know that. I think Anglia Square and Magdalen Street are all part and parcel, and the character of the area is personally owned stores rather than big chains. It's no good putting specialist jewellery or high-end fashion down here. We are not an affluent area of the city, and we cater for the people who live in the area. It is also a cut-through, and it needs to remain a through route. That is part of the success of the square." It's a sentiment echoed by fruit seller Robert Brand, who says a new chain supermarket will be the end of us. this side of the city has only independent traders left because they can't afford the rates on the other side of the river, he said.
A historic city building, which used to house the county's collection of costumes and textiles, could be sold off to net millions of pounds for Norfolk County Council. Grade 2 listed, Carrow House, in King Street, is one of almost a dozen buildings around the county declared surplus to the County Council's requirements. It was home to Norfolk Museum Services' costumes and textiles collection before that moved to the Shire Hall in 2011. The site also features newer buildings. But moving council staff to County Hall will save £430,000 a year, while selling or developing the site would, officers say, mean a significant capital receipt. Its riverside location could make it an attractive opportunity for property developers.